Maria Eliza Hamilton can trace her roots partly to the Yoruba culture of West Africa. Born in the Caribbean to a mother who was a nurse and a father who was an artist, she has combined both callings in her own life as she works as a healer, a poet, and a Black Studies practitioner. Hamilton, also known as Abagunde, is also co-director of a month-long series of readings and discussions designed to inspire thought and dialogue on culture, trauma, and healing here in Bloomington through mid-October. Hamilton, or Abagunde, joins Michael Glab on this week's edition of Big Talk.
Hi, this is Big Talk. Michael Glab here. My guest this week in the studio, a wonderful woman by the name of Maria Eliza Hamilton. But Maria Eliza Hamilton also has another name, but you know what? I'm going to let you say it, because I'm going to mess it up.
Good afternoon, Mike. Thank you for having me here. So my other name is Oshunbimpe Abegunde.
Why two names?
I have two names because the second names, Oshunbimpe Abegunde, were given to me in community by my elders in the Yoruba practicing community. So within other contexts, cultural contexts, particularly the arts and different communities, I may use my other name.
You are a visiting lecturer in the Indiana University Department of African American and African Diaspora Studies. And as a matter of fact, you were the first person to get a doctorate from that school. How did you wind up here in Bloomington?
I came because the department was open and the university was open to what it is that I wanted to study and research. So I come to university as a practicing poet, as a practicing community worker, after doing decades of work in Chicago and different places in the world. And my area of particular research is in memory, trauma, and healing, and particularly how ancestral memory impacts descendants of those who have suffered traumas or traumatic events, particularly related to slavery and the slave trade. I also wanted to do a creative dissertation in the university. The department specifically offered that, and something that was beyond performance. And so they said, yes, they said, we will help you articulate that. And that is what my committee members did. And throughout my time and my tenure here, I've been able to provide a space for performance and to working with students who are interested in memory, trauma, and healing.
What's going on right now, we're right in the middle of it. There is a series of events, deep dialogue, readings on race and ethnicity. Now, that started on September 7th, and it's running through October 14th. It's workshops and readings. Can you explain more about this?
Yes. So, deep dialogue, readings on race and ethnicity is part of a sponsored program by Writers Guild at Bloomington. It is funded through an In Common grant that was given through the Indiana Humanities with funds from the National Endowment for the Humanities. These grant applications were made available after the last presidential election with the idea to provide funding for people in Indiana, or organizations in Indiana, as part of the Race and Ethnicity Initiative from any age to create or to seed programs or projects that would give communities an opportunity to talk about race and ethnicity. So it sounded like a great deal and a great idea when I saw the application. I spoke with Patsy Ron, who's my co-project director and facilitator, to gauge her interest in it and whether or not Writers Guild would be interested in it, and everyone said yes. We opened with a panel on September 7th that brought together senior scholars and emerging scholars, so graduate students, to talk about the ways in which the humanities can help us understand the history and culture and life experiences of different cultures. In this case, we are reading the works of Jimmy Santiago Baca, Chicano Apache poet, Leanne Rorapaw, an Asian American poet who also earned her MFA here at IU. Layli Long Soldier, whose work we read this past Saturday, a Native American poet, and Claudia Rankin, an African American poet. And
now, it should be said that Leanne's work is going to be read This coming Saturday.
This coming Saturday.
Day after tomorrow. And then a week after would be Claudia Rankine, whose very well-received and well-selling book,
Citizen. Yes, we will be focusing on Citizen for that particular reading. And so the idea was to invite people to read works by authors they may not have read before, but across cultures, going beyond black and white, because the Bloomington community is very diverse, and we have different groups of people here. What is it like to read work by poets? Poetry is something that not everybody can get into or groove into. So we've chosen different types of poems even. So these books are all very, very different, but they share some similarities in helping us think about the everyday lives of the people we are reading about or the people about whom the authors are writing. The panel setting the stage for us or the foundation for us, how do we use the humanities to have these conversations? Is it possible to read a poem, not to, as you go back to say, to understand or to be part of the experience, but just to be able to have a conversation about a life experience and without interpreting that experience, without trying even to make sense out of it, but to engage in a very intentional, mindful process of listening to the work and hearing other people read the work.
There is work involved in listening to this. And I understand that there is a special way, a methodology for how these works are being read and going to be read. The what is called the Lectio Divina, or from the Latin, divine reading.
Exactly.
There are four steps that people have to take to hear these poems. Should I tell them or should you?
Feel free. You,
well,
you do. Please.
Okay. The four steps, as I say, is you read the poem, you meditate, you pray, and then you contemplate. Interestingly, this is from the Benedictine tradition.
It is from the Benedictine tradition, and we have altered that a little bit, because keeping in mind that we have a very vast group, not everybody prays, not everybody is religious in that sense, but taking that very same process and using it in this way and how we, everyone is invited to read a segment of the poem. So what we will do is we will score a poem, divide it into sections so that everyone has an opportunity to read it in a round. After that, we ask people just to take a moment to think about what they've read and what they've heard, and then to respond with one word only. And then we continue reading depending on the length of the poem, and we respond again in one word. Then two people, sometimes more people, are invited to reread a segment for emphasis. And then after that, we open it up for dialogue. What is the poem actually saying to us? What did people feel? What are the particular areas that drew their attention? What does it tell us about, not necessarily the person writing, but about the narrator of the poem? Are there places that tell us about the history?
Abbe Gunde is a pioneer. Maria Eliza Hamilton is a name others may know her as. Thank you for being on Big Talk.
Thank you for the invitation, and thank you so much for those questions and really going to the source of the work. I appreciate that.
That was Maria Eliza Hamilton speaking with Michael Glab on today's edition of Big Talk. You can hear that interview and others on our website, wfhb.org.